Kevin is well deserving of that award. He is, as you guys know, an example of how you'd want your players to be in all situations. After tough losses, big wins, very gracious guy, tremendous player, but has the humility that you look for and sets a great example for the rest of our players. We had a good practice walkthrough this morning. I think our guys are focused on what we have to be focused on, you know, trying to get a win against a very good football team, a team that's undefeated at home. We're looking for our first road win of the season, so it'll be a big challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it. Probably the only guy that won't work today, we think, will be Xavier Rhodes. You know, we'll probably hold him out and see if we get him back tomorrow, but everybody else we're expecting to get out and participate this afternoon, but it should be a good day for us.
How's Adrian feeling?
He's feeling better. He's feeling better. So today he'll get a chance to test things out a little bit, but he's feeling better.
You know, last week with all the injuries, you had some guys step up into situations and play well. How do you kind of balance, you know, wanting to continue that? You know, they've proven that they can do it, but having these starters get healthy again and finding playing time for everybody.
Well, in the case of the running back position, it's not a hard decision if Adrian is ready to go. It's a pretty easy decision. Some of the others may be a little bit more challenging depending on how the other guy was playing prior to his injury. But you don't like to see a guy lose his position because of injury. You know, you like for it to happen because he got beat out. But sometimes when a guy plays so well that he grabs your eye, I mean, it's hard to ignore that when you're trying to win games. And you still got to do what's best for the team and what gives you the best chance to win. And, you know, you make decisions based on that.
Did Adrian Will do some practice work today? Because it worked pretty well having him sit out Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, and only practice Friday.
You sound just like Adrian saying that. No, if he's healthy, we like for him to get some work. We think that helps with the time and helps the offensive line as well. So,
is it possible for a guy to beat somebody out of a job with one game, or does it need to be a longer period of time?
Depends on what that one game was like. I mean, it's hard to say one game would be enough to beat another guy out who's been starting all along, unless, you know, that guy who was starting wasn't really up to where you wanted the standard to be. But you know, you felt like you needed to go in that direction. So there's some variables in making that decision.
So the way it ended with Marvin when you were there, was that so long ago that it's water under the bridge, or have you guys made up over the years and talked about it? Or?
Yeah, we get along fine. I have a lot of respect for Marvin, that entire Bengals organization, the Browns. They were terrific to me during my time there. And you know, Marvin and I see each other in the offseason. We have a good relationship, and I'm always thankful for every place I've ever been in my career. It's wherever I've been, it's always been a benefit. So I'm thankful for my time in Cincinnati.
Can you build off of the diversity that you guys showed on offense without Adrian, or is it more challenging to be diverse when you have Adrian? You got to make sure he gets his touches.
I don't know if it's more challenging, Mark, but you know, we want to be diverse, and our offense is growing. You can see some of the things we're doing now with Cardale and even with Jerome and some of the other guys, and what we're doing with the tight end position. We're growing and evolving as the year is going on, as our players have matured within the offense. You know, we expected to give Adrian the ball a bunch of times on this past Sunday, but still throw the football. We felt like there were some things in their pass defense that we could exploit. Just so happens Matt ended up with those 30 carries. So we stuck with the game plan. It was a different guy carrying the football. But we think we can still be creative with Adrian in the backfield. But I think our offense, as long as Adrian is Adrian, will always revolve around Adrian. But we still want to be able to throw the ball and have success, especially with the receivers that we have. Now, some of that is contingent on your quarterback play. And Matt did a terrific job for us on Sunday. You gained more confidence seeing some of the things that he was doing in the ball game.
Does Matt have go to the line of scrimmage with a run-pass option? And is it easier to check out of a run when Asiato's behind him as opposed to Adrian?
Well, that option is up quite a bit in our offense. We get so much, you know, 8-9-man boxes that we have to run against. And there are times we'd rather not do that. There are other times we say, you know, run it no matter what. But we have it up quite often where he has the option to maybe throw it outside or hand it off. And he has to make that decision based on the look that he gets. Even if Adrian is in there, we still have that same option for the quarterback. But as I mentioned, there are times we'll say, hand it off no matter what.
in Cincinnati, that was the first time you had a coordinator's job. You were sort of up at that top level, and it didn't end greatly. How did you look at that experience as a whole in shaping where you are today?
Learned so much that even helps me now, as a head coach, working with a staff and some of the things that you want from your staff, and just being able to communicate some of those thoughts and the things you want to get accomplished. It was a great opportunity for me, and as I mentioned earlier, every place that I've been, I can look back and see the positives in each one of those situations where it's helped me to get to where I am now. So thankful for that opportunity, thankful for the things I learned, thankful for the Browns and allowing me to be there along with Marvin.
Experience, what went wrong there? Even in talking with Marvin, maybe he's kind of explained things a little bit further.
When I was talking with the Cincinnati media today, they referenced a quote he had yesterday, and it was probably one that kind of summarizes where things were at that time. I mean, he was a first-time head coach, first-time coordinator. A lot of things he learned, a lot of things I learned during that time, him being a former defensive guy as well. So I think we both learned a lot from that experience. It's helped me, a guy with a defensive background, working with defensive coaches. It was a good experience in a lot of ways.
The last two Decembers with a tie. Why? And this 68 points in the last five quarters. Why? Can you put your finger on it?
Why? Can you say it again, Larry? I know about the points. And
you're 6-1 in the last two Decembers with a tie. Can you put your finger on why that is? In December, you're so dominant?
Well, we work real hard on trying to position our team to play our best football in the month of December. And our players know it. We talk about it early in the season. We talk about it in training camp that we want to be positioned in December to be playing our best football. And we had that in mind going into this season. We just didn't get off to the kind of start that we needed. But the way we've tried to structure things, the way we do things, during practice, after practice with our players, developing the young players for moments like we had on Sunday where you're down some key guys, but you're developing the young guys for moments like these. And there are other teams that get hit with injuries as well. But you need to have your players in the mindset that I'm one step away from being a starter. And they need to be thinking that in week 7, week 6, and finally when it happens in week 12 or week 13, it's not a surprise to them. So I think the development of our players and just getting that mindset that we're going to be playing our best football in December, which is usually the time that determines whether or not you're going to make it or not to the next level. But that mindset, it's there, but you need to, get off to a better start than we had for it to be a little bit more meaningful.
You said everybody was practicing. Does that include John Carlson?
That includes John Carlson. He's been cleared.
What was your impression of Andy Dalton when you had him in here before the draft and maybe what he's done his first couple years there?
I was impressed. Watched him on tape, looked at him a lot. And then when he came to visit and sit down and talk with him, I was really, really impressed with his leadership. And we had another offensive lineman here at the time from his same school. And I talked with him about Andy because I was so impressed. And then watching him on tape, he's done a lot of things that we kind of thought that he would be able to do. He's a very good football player, solid player.
Was it close between he and Ponder for your draft selection in 2011?
Ooh, man, Christian was our quarterback. We targeted Christian, and it worked out fine. I mean, he was our guy. We made that decision early on, and fortunate for us, when we got to, I think it was 12, he was there. There were some other guys that went before him, but it worked out for us.
I think that Dalton has played better than a lot of the first-rounders. I mean, Ponder, Locker, Gabbert. Was he, in hindsight, a first-round talent, or have the other guys just had problems or whatever? I mean, why do you think Dalton has played better than a number of the first-rounders?
Well, he's done a good job there in Cincinnati. I think Christian has done a good job for us. The consistency, has been the major issue from my perspective with Christian, but we're not displeased with the quarterback that we took and why we took him, and he's done a good job for their team.
Asiata kind of came out of nowhere last training camp to even make the roster. What was it that, I guess spring and summer that kind of helped him elevate and catch your eye to make that team?
Probably, Dave, what he's done on special teams, that was a separator. When we talked about the third running back on our team is going to be, you know, pretty different than maybe the third running back on some other team. How that guy's going to be used, knowing that Adrian is going to get the bulk of the carries and Toby would get what would be left. And the third running back in our system, he's not going to see that much time on the field if everything is going the way it should. So he needs to be a valuable cog on special teams, and Matt has been that. He's been a very good special teams player for us, and that was a separator when it came to trying to identify that third running back, his contribution in that area, and then knowing that he's a great utility guy. He can play fullback, he can play the halfback position, and then you add what he gives you on special teams. I mean, that's ideal for us as a third running back.
Approach your defensive secondary, the starters, this week with Harrison, you know, a week under his belt, and then how Prater played.
Well, after Harrison got some time, we're ready to put him back in the starting lineup. I mean, it's let's not delay that. We want him in the starting lineup. He did a good job. His presence was huge in that game. His playmaking ability, just we're glad to have him back. And his teammates are too. But the other guys, you know, we have to see where Xavier eventually gets to, if he can make it this week. You know, we want to watch Chris this week in practice, see how he does. And, you know, we don't have Josh anymore, so, you know, we'll still have to do a little juggling, but we'll see how it goes this week in practice.
Chris and Xavier are both, or one of them is able to go. Will they supplant Prater, or how does that work?
It depends on how they look in practice. You know, if they're looking like they can go out and match up with some pretty good receivers there in Cincinnati, then there's a very good chance that'll be the case. But we'll have to see how they do.
Say to Christian Ponder, obviously Matt Castle's the guy now. What do you kind of tell Christian Ponder now about the process?
Be ready. Things can change in one snap. Prepare like a pro. You know, keep your head up and just be ready at all times. I mean, that position, you're one play away from having to go in and take over the team and lead the team. So he understands that. He knows that.
Castle's healthy, he's your guy this week and next week, or would there be any thought to, you know, getting a look at Josh?
Like to see, you know, Matt play well this week. Personally, you guys might not believe this, but I don't like juggling quarterbacks. You know, I like to, you know, have a quarterback and not even have to worry about that position at all. Believe me, things would be a lot better, a lot easier. But, you know, we're counting on Matt having success and playing again the next week and leading us to victory over these next couple of weeks. But right now our focus is on this Cincinnati game. That's the one that's most important to our team.
Time for two more.
Les, have you seen enough of Matt and Adrian together to know how they complement each other, or maybe going long term, who knows what's going to happen next year? Or do you need to see more to kind of see how they work together?
Matt Castle, correct. You want to see Matt running our offense and see him have success running our offense. You know, with Adrian, for sure, we expect Adrian to be out there, and you want to see that happen, but I don't – that's not really, you know, part of my thought process or our thought process. We expect, you know, him to be able to play well with Adrian. He's done that. It's only been that one game last week where he wasn't out there with Adrian. So we've seen the two of them on the field together, and we've seen the success that we've had with them on the field together. That Chicago game was a great example and how they function together, and Pittsburgh as well. So,
matter of fact, Matt seems to be more willing to throw the ball down the field. I mean, is that what you're looking for a quarterback when you're trying to compliment Adrian?
I tell you, some of those plays he made in that ball game against Philadelphia was good to see. There are some plays out there that we need to be able to take advantage of because of the way we run the ball. And even though we didn't get the kind of yards we would have, or probably would have gotten maybe with Adrian. We did run the ball enough where they had to respect the run game, so it opened up some things down the field. And Matt made some big-time plays down the field, which resulted in a great day from a point standpoint. So, yeah, you like to see quarterback stand in that pocket, be strong, be confident, be poised, and make those throws that he made. It makes our offense and our team so much better.
How would you measure that position for your football team and the juggling and its effect on your team being 4-9-1 now?
I'm sure it's had an effect, Larry. I mean, in our league, the quarterback position, and I can't speak for the other 31, but in general, it's hard to win in our league without real good play at that position. It's very, very difficult. You need stability at that position. You need a guy playing well for your team to be successful over the course of 16 weeks. So the fact that we've had to move people around at that position, I'm sure has had some type of effect on where we are now. There's no question about it. I would not deny that. So.